Chapter 9. The Upside Down Mess. The day before, the Aldens and Miguel had run up the rain-splashed path, not minding the wet and cold. This morning, however, after they had escaped the house's bolted door, they walked up the path to the library without a word. They all were worrying about who had tried to keep them in Pete's house. Henry took out the library key to unlock the door. But as he came closer, he noticed the door was ajar. He hesitated. "Someone might be in there. Keep a sharp lookout," he advised.
Do you think we should go in?"
Violet asked timidly. "We've worked very hard," Henry said calmly. "Do you want to stop now?"
"No,"
Jesse said.
"Let's just look in."
Henry pushed the door open. He listened carefully for any sounds. When he heard nothing, he stepped inside. The others followed, peering around. Entering the library, Jessie stopped. Her hand flew to her mouth at the sight that greeted her.
"Oh, no!" she wailed. "Look at this mess!"
Violet was behind her.
"Who would do such a thing?"
she asked in a shocked voice. Miguel's face paled.
"The books are scattered everywhere."
He stepped over a stack of books.
"Look, the desk is upside down."
Books were upside down, too. Books were right side up, standing on end, and tossed in corners. Leaves of books had been ripped out and cast here and there. Some pages had been crumpled, others torn to shreds. There was no doubt about it. Someone had locked them in Pete's house to gain time to search. The books, the shelves, and every nook had been explored.
"All our hard work is wasted," Violet said.
Speechless, Henry stood with his hands on his hips, shaking his head in disbelief. He picked up a tattered book. Benny gazed at Henry.
"This is bad, isn't it?"
Henry paused, then spoke in a calm manner.
"It's bad, Benny, but nothing that can't be fixed. Books are everywhere, but there's no major damage."
Jessie rose.
"We'll need to put the books back on the shelf, that's all."
She rolled up her sleeves. Miguel held up a book, studying it curiously.
"Where did these jagged holes come from?"
Henry reached for the book and examined the pages.
"Our prowler," he observed, "has done this on purpose. He used scissors to slash these books."
"Who would do such a terrible thing?"
asked Miguel.
"Someone who is angry because he can't find what he wants,"
Jessie answered. Her eyebrows knit together in a frown.
"The intruder not only balled up pages and tossed them aside, but stabbed the bigger books with his scissors or a knife."
"What a shame,"
Violet said.
"He must have been furious when he didn't find what he was hunting for."
"I need to check upstairs and see how many books have been ruined up there," Henry said.
Jessie moved to his side. She anxiously chewed on her underlip.
"Grandfather will be so disappointed if the library isn't a landmark."
Henry smiled grimly.
"I know, Jessie. It's pretty discouraging.
But we'll clean up this mess."
He wheeled about and hurried upstairs. Soon, Henry returned.
"Good news! The upstairs has hardly been touched. The intruder only tore apart one shelf."
Violet tilted her head.
"We must have interrupted whoever it was,"
she said thoughtfully.
"You're right, Violet,"
Jessie said.
"When he heard us coming, he must have dashed out the back door."
"Do you think the awful person will come back?"
Benny asked. His brown eyes were big.
"He probably will, Benny. He wants that sword, I'm sure of it."
Henry tossed a ruined book on top of the damaged pile.
"Do you think we should call the police?"
Violet asked.
"Well, there's no phone here or in the cabin," Henry said. "Let's wait. The police would probably want us to stay out of the library."
For the rest of the day, they tackled the books. Book after book was put back on the shelves. Others were stacked neatly in piles. By the end of the day, the floor had been cleared. Jesse had collected the damaged books in a box. Henry had swept the floor of all the torn pages and debris. Miguel leaned backward, then forward.
"My back hurts,"
he complained with a smile.
"I feel good, though. Look how much we've done."
Henry smiled at Miguel, placing a hand on his shoulder.
"I don't know what we'd have done without you."
Miguel grinned, happy to be needed.
"I'll lock the door," Henry said. "But I'm not sure we'll keep out the stranger. I'm willing to bet he has a pass key. He must have."
They left for the house, tired and discouraged. Henry kept his thoughts to himself, but certain questions ran through his mind. What if they returned tomorrow and the books were topsy-turvy again? How could they go through all this work another time? Someone seemed to know their every move. And what if that someone found the missing sword piece before they did? And what if he didn't? If the intruder was desperate enough for the sword, there was no telling what he might do. Jesse caught up with Henry.
"At least the intruder didn't find what he was searching for."
"No, Jesse," Henry responded. "But I'm afraid he might become dangerous," he frowned. "Maybe we'd better pack up and go home."
"We've come this far," Jesse said softly. "We mustn't give up now."
Henry gave her a grateful glance.
"I was hoping you'd say that."
He patted his back pocket. "The letter is with me all the time, and the sword is either under my pillow or on my bike or in the library when I'm working." Violet lagged behind, picking wildflowers. She loved flowers, especially violet ones. The others were far ahead, and the sun was setting. She felt uneasy. She'd better catch up with everyone. All at once, she heard a faint noise in back of her. Someone was following her. Heavy steps on the pebble path made a crunching noise. She whirled about. A shadowy figure dived into the shrubs. Violet raced toward the others.
"Henry!"
she called.
"Wait!"
They stopped.
"What is it, Violet?"
Henry asked.
"A man! I saw a man duck into the bushes!"
She was out of breath, but felt better surrounded by her family and Miguel.
"Don't worry,"
Benny said.
"We'll protect you."
Henry chuckled nervously.
"We've almost reached the house. We'll be safe there."
But his heart was racing too. One more day, he vowed, and they must leave. Things were getting out of hand. That night, no one slept well. Benny thrashed about in bed and pounded his pillow. Then he lay very still. What was that click? But it was only his chattering teeth. Miguel thought he heard the stranger trying to break in, but it was only the branches scraping against the window. Henry thought he heard a scratching noise, but it was only a mouse. Jesse thought she heard someone breaking the lock, but it was only the dying embers in the fireplace that crackled and popped. Violet sat straight up in bed. Was someone ripping and tearing something? No, she thought, lying back. It was probably her imagination again.